Well, the big news today in the Territory is that the Territory Government has announced it will split and sell the Territory Insurance Office, TIO, to Allianz and People's Choice Credit Union for, this is the total, $424 million. Allianz will purchase the insurance arm and People's Choice will take on the banking arm. Joining us now is the Mayor of Katherine, Faye Miller. Really appreciate your time this afternoon, Faye.
Thank you, Richard.
How do you feel about this announcement today by Chief Minister Adam Giles?
Well, I have to say the whole thing's certainly been speeded through, hasn't it? I've naturally had concerns, and I certainly have concerns, as people in the community do, about change.
To be more specific, what are your concerns?
My concerns, of course, are how much the increase will be to premiums for Katherine and specifically for the flood cover. And as you're well aware, most of Katherine is in a floodplain, and up until this time, TIO have certainly been able to carry that cover for us at a reasonable rate.
So what is your understanding on what this sale means for those people living in Katherine who do pay to insure their homes and businesses against flooding?
Well, it's been a peace of mind since the 98 flood, where we've been able to get that cover for flood through TIO. And naturally, I do understand that there will have to be an increase in the premiums because of the amount of the disasters that have happened across Australia. There's no doubt about that. Certainly have an effect on the way insurance companies can deal with it. But, and I'm expecting an increase in premium, but I'd certainly like to know about how much. There may come a time when some people have to make a decision that they can't cover for flood, which is not terribly reassuring with the wet season coming up, I might add.
It's understood that the proceeds from this sale includes $25 million to flood mitigation for Katherine. What do you get for $25 million?
Well, I've read that in the, the brief, the news brief that come out, the media release that came out, but there's been no real discussion with the Northern Territory Government in relation to exactly how much, what that flood mitigation would be. I believe that $7.5 million of its float is allocated to the relocation of the ambulance centre that, quite honestly, was there when I came to Katherine in 1989, and it was a temporary one then, so it's well and truly way over the time, You know, that was certainly established above flood level. And it's pretty silly to have an ambulance centre sitting in a flood area and being out of action. So $7.5 million is going to that. And I know that 17.5, the remainder of that $25 million, has apparently been allocated to flood mitigation. Now, I guess if you realise that we're, 32 kilometres from the gorge where all of this water comes from, that's a lot of flood mitigation.
That's a big levee bank.
I really do want to see this detail. And I do have to say that there has been no consultation with Katherine Town Council in relation to how the Northern Territory Government plans for that $17.5 million to be distributed through flood mitigation. None at all.
Labor's Delia Laurie is calling on Kezia Purick and possibly Willem Westra Van Holter to cross the floor on this one and vote against the sale. Should the member for Katherine vote against it?
Well, I think that's entirely a decision for the member. Being a former member of the Legislative Assembly myself, you make those decisions and in the best interest for your community. And in his case, it's best interest for the Northern Territory because he's a minister. So I can't speak on behalf of the minister.
Do you mind if I ask the question, though, if you were still the CLP member, would you cross the floor?
It would depend on how much I'd had from the community. It certainly would depend on how much information and how much angst had been displayed in the community. Man, it's been interesting because I do have to say that I haven't had anybody ring me to protest about it.
Right.
Not a person, which I found quite intriguing, because when TIO was first mooted for sale a few years ago, there was outrage
But I have not had one person come to me and say, I am really, really worried about what's going to happen when if TIO gets sold. So I found that rather interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. What would you like to see happen from here, Faye Miller?
Well, I'd like some discussion for a start with the Northern Territory Government to find out what it is that they have in mind for that $17.5 million. And obviously it's a bit of a sweetener from them. To try and offset the fact that there may be concern about what's going to happen for flood cover in Katherine. But I'd certainly want some discussion because at the moment we're just reading about it in the media and hearing about it in the media.
Well, we really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt. I'm glad you're saved in the cuts that are happening.
I appreciate it. You have a good afternoon.
We couldn't miss the Country Hour.
That's the go. I better let you go. That's Faye Miller, the Mayor of Katherine.